7.7 billion extra on the 219 figure has been provided to health. So just because the HSE or any agency comes in and says, we want X, is it your policy that you give everything that people ask for and you don't ask about value for money, for efficiency? Or you don't ask... Hear me out a second.
The equipment's lying.
Hear me out a second, please.
It's lying.
Hear me out a second. I'm talking about numbers. We've dramatically increased the number of people employed. In fact, the HSE could not recruit the numbers of people, the numbers of people that were provided for in successive funding to the health service over the last 2 to 3 years. So there's always, will always be, and you're someone on the opposition side, and I look at your budgets, for example, which you, every now and again, you'll condemn aspects of our budgets, and then we look at your particular formulations, and of course, they don't reflect the realities
you can answer the question.
At all. No, it's an important point.
Can you answer the question
you,
on the machines
equally,
line
you
item.
Must accept
the 20 million
that every agency in the country will come in looking for additionality and so on like that.
So the answer
the
is
idea
no.
that the state just responds
you,
every submission they get.
Could you please answer the question about the machines line item? So
and the bottom line is this. 7.7 billion have gone in. There's been... The mortality rate fell by over 10% over the decade. Our life expectancy is now above 82.
And machines are lying idle in our hospitals.
We're in a small group of only 7 EU member states. And you call that a laggard. That's because everything with you has to be negative, negative.
Our machines are lying idle. You've ignored the question.